So, we've stopped on the Ferry Road path and there's a reek in the air. What is that?
That to me looks like an overflowing sewage pipe from a manhole cover. And that's not new either. That's been like that for a long time. That needs sorted soon.
Mark, you were saying if you could just get that sorted, you'd be pretty happy.
I'd be happy with that because down here in the summer, that is smelling. It's not so bad today, but when it's nice and warm, the putrid smell of rotting sewage, and then of course you get all the midges and so on. It's not pleasant, and really needs sorted. If that were leaking like that on Prince's Street or on any main road, it would have been solved instantly, but it's been allowed to do that for years.
Yeah. Whose responsibility?
That's Scottish Water. Scottish Water's responsibility.
So, go ahead.
Hello, Mark speaking.
So I'm guessing with something like that, the main thing is to basically put pressure on Scottish Water to sort it out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a big issue in terms of, is there some major work that's required or is it a simple blockage? But either way, that can't be allowed to happen. And we don't know what that level of water, you've got houses up there. Is it undermining the foundations of the stone walls? Who knows? But
it's just unpleasant for everyone. But people living here.
Obviously,
as well.
There's bedroom windows just there. They must smell that all the time, because in the summer, like I was saying, it's pretty rank. So yeah, there's houses right there. So it just goes to show how the paths just aren't viewed as a priority, because if that was a main road, if that was doing that on Leith Walk or Lothian Road, it would have been sorted straight away. But down here, it's been trickling like that for years and years.
So we'll let Scottish Water know about that and see maybe how long it takes to sort out.
Yes, please.